You know, a lot of people think, a lot of loan officers out there think down payment assistance is only used primarily with FHA, and that's not true. You can use down payment assistance with any of the big four loans: conventional, USDA, FHA, and VA. You can use DPA with all four loans.
Awesome. Welcome to Loan Officer Growth Podcast. I'm so excited today. I've got a good friend of mine, Pat Fitzgerald, on. And Pat, you're with USA Mortgage, right? In San Antonio.
Good morning, Richard. Yes, that's true. We moved over to USA Mortgage last October.
Very cool. Well, Pat, you are a specialist, I think, in VA loans from the years that let me ask you this. How many years have we known each other?
Oh gosh, a long time, probably 15.
Yeah. That's crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pat is going to talk a lot about niches and how he focuses on niches to grow his business. And you've had a great business going in San Antonio. I think you're known as the VA guy in San Antonio. And are you actually the number one VA lender in Texas?
No, sir, I'm not. For about 8 years in a row, though, I was the number one Texas vet loan officer in the state. That was a proud 8 years.
That's awesome.
A lot of the builders now do the Texas vet loans, so they've got the quantities.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But I'm proud to tell you that about 5 years ago, the Texas Veterans Land Board invited me to come to Austin, and they presented me with a flag that was flown over the Capitol in my name, and it was folded in the triangular shape and put in a nice a glass box. And they presented that to me for being the number one Texas vet loan officer for those 8 years in a row.
Wow.
It was a proud day. Presented to me by then Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, you've helped so many vets that it's, so many military people.
I love helping veterans. You know, when you think about what they do for our country and, you know, there's that little saying that, you know, the price of freedom is not free.
Right.
And, you know, when you think about what they go through, and of course, I'm talking with them every day because I do so many, probably 80% of my book of business is VA. And so I meet veterans from all walks of life, guys, gals, people that have served with, in many cases, as many as 8 deployments to the Middle East. I mean, I hear some stories that you just would not believe.
Wow.
And, so the one thing that I hear from so many veterans is that they've encountered other lenders that truly don't know what the rules are. I still to this day hear other lenders telling veterans, well, you've used your VA once, you can't ever use it again. What? That's just simply impossible.
Yeah.
So, you know, little things like that.
Imagine the vets out there that have been told that and then they never try to get another house.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. And the other thing, too, is I think some realtors don't want the client to use VA because they're afraid of the VA appraisal, which couldn't be more further from the reality.
Right.
Because almost all VA appraisers are conventional and FHA too. A value is a value.
Yeah.
And if you look at the rules of VA appraisals, they're almost in total lockstep with FHA. They borrowed a lot of the rules. So that's just a total myth that somebody should be afraid of a VA appraisal.
Yeah.
So, But I've been in it 20 years now, and I got in it very late in my career. And I looked around San Antonio, and I thought to myself, gosh, there's at that time we had five military bases in the county. Now we're three because they consolidated. But in our county here, Bexar County, there's over 200,000 retired military people living here. To those that don't know what retired means, that means they've put their 20 years in.
Wow.
So there's over 200,000 retired military here, and I don't know how many thousands of veterans that served in, less than 20 years and got out. A lot of veterans return here after they've been transferred all over the world. When they were here, they liked it, and they often return here to live.
Okay, yeah, so
So
that's.
we have a huge veteran community here. But one thing that just reminds me of something that when I go to, well, Carl White's Freedom Club meetings and Mortgage Marketing Animals, I have a lot of guys come up to me at the breaks and say, gee, I wish I could do all those VA loans, but I don't have any bases here. Well, let me tell you something. Having bases in your city is not going to generate very many more loans. And here's why I say that. Only 19% of all VA loans done in the United States are done for active military people. 81% are done for veterans that are out of the military, and veterans live everywhere.
Right.
So, if I had to move tomorrow, and no matter where I had to move, all I have to do is put out the word that I specialize in helping veterans. Realtors will respond to that. But veterans live everywhere. The number one state in the country with veterans living in is California, and then Florida, and then Texas. So, there's veterans living everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Because that's what I'm sure people think that you the bulk of your business is because of
Basis.
the bases there around San
Not true.
Antonio, but it's not. Yeah.
No. And another thing too is I do lots of loans that are completely out of my marketing area here. For
Right.
example, I also specialize in doing manufactured home loans. And so realtors all over the state of Texas that have heard about me, they call me and send those deals to me because they know that that we'll get them done. And so I oftentimes will do manufactured home loans for veterans, got hundreds of miles for here, never even meet them, but we get it done and everybody's happy.
So how, those are a couple of your niches. How you said they're basically they hear about you. So tell me, how do you market and brand yourself where you've got agents contacting you from all over the state?
I send out a lot of mailings. I do a lot of videos, letting people know. I'll send a occasional video out on BombBomb, and it'll say something like, "I wanted to let you know that I specialize in manufactured homes. You probably don't need me today, but sometime in the future, you or somebody in your office might need some help. So, this is what I do, and I can be a great source of information for you. I can answer those questions that you may not know the answer to." And a little slogan I stole from somebody else years ago, it doesn't cost a penny to talk, so call me right now and I'll answer your questions.
Nice.
And it's a kind of a mini call to action,
Right,
But
exactly.
I oftentimes have people call me and they'll pick up the phone and they say, "Well, you told me to call. So here I am." And I publish my cell phone, and I answer it 7 days a week. Every time that phone rings, hopefully it's an opportunity to help somebody, and obviously an opportunity to do another loan.
Yeah. That's a really good point because they've done studies and for realtors and for loan officers on answering the phone, and it's literally like 20% of the time the phone gets answered.
You have no idea how many times when I answer a phone, a realtor will say, they'll start out by saying, "Thank God you answered the phone."
Isn't that crazy?
It really is. It really is. But you know, these days people don't like to answer their phone. I see it all the time with realtors.
Right.
You
Oh,
know,
it's amazing. Yeah, and not to pick on realtors because I think loan officers are about the same, but it's so crazy how few answer the phone.
I've gotten a lot of deals over the years by answering my phone on Sunday.
Wow.
It's just amazing. Why
Yeah.
don't, you know, I absolutely have 15 or 20 minutes to talk to somebody about a deal and get them comfortable with me. Of course I do. I'll make time for that. Why would I not?
And it's usually they have a question, and then the agent's going to go straight down the list of loan officers that they know.
Yeah, they have a question, and when you have the right answers for them, and it doesn't have to be a VA loan, but when you have the right answers, you're starting to build confidence with you and the person that has called, whether it be their realtor or the actual client. But by the time we're winding down with the conversation, I always say, "Would you like me to help you with this loan?" Yes, that's the answer I get most of the time. So I say, okay, fine. As soon as we hang up, I'm going to send you a link that you can do a very simple online app on our site, and you'll like it because it'll give you a way to upload your documents and all that sort of thing, and there's no cost for it. So the whole time I'm just
Yeah.
reeling it in, you know, and I hang up and go about my business. So answering
Love
that
it.
phone is very important.
Yeah, I love it. So back to the niches, because before we hit record, we were talking in detail about the niches that you do. You focus on the VA, you're the VA guy in San Antonio. You do the manufactured financing, which a lot of lenders do it, but they tend to not want to market to it because the thought process is that they're really small loans, and who wants to do that? What, tell me what you were telling me earlier, some of the.
You know, way back in the old days, back in 2000, you know, 4 or 5, 6, back in then, you know, manufactured homes were rarely over 100,000. But today, I routinely do manufactured homes 250 to 350, double wides. Most of the time they're on some acreage. And I can't even believe I'm telling you this, but single wides are the up and coming. Why? Because they offer a very low entry level to home ownership. A lot of lenders will only do double wides, but we do double and single. Why not?
Right.
But these days, almost all the single wides I'm doing are appraising for anywhere from 190 to 220. You know, to a lot of people, that's a pretty tiny loan, but it's not a bad loan around here. But the main thing is, it's getting my foot in the door with that realtor. If I can get that manufactured home done for the realtor, they're very happy.
Right.
That puts me one step closer to getting another deal from that realtor. And the realtor is going to be singing our praises in his or her office that we got that done. So that's kind of the way I look at manufactured homes. It gets my foot in the door to get more from that realtor. Because
Right.
that's my real client is the realtor, not the buyer.
Yeah.
The buyer comes and goes, but the real client is the realtor. So
Yep.
I spend a lot of time and as my friend Eddie Skinner would say, I spend a lot of time loving on my realtors because they're pretty beat up these days with the drop off in business and whatnot. So,
Yes.
I pay a lot of attention to them and help them in any way that I can, help them market themselves and help them stay up to speed on what's going on. So,
Yeah, and every deal adds up. Every 200,000 adds up, right?
yeah. You know, I just closed a week ago tomorrow up in Austin, actually Bastrop, Texas, which is a 100-mile ride from here. I closed a double wide for a young veteran. He's been out of the military less than a year, He found this double wide that he wanted to buy, and he went to three lenders, and all three said no. And so his realtor called me out of the blue one day, and she said, somebody at my office said to call you because you do manufactured homes. And I said, yes, ma'am, I do. One thing led to another, and we got the deal. We got the contract. I pre-qualified him. It was a pretty skinny deal, but and then on top of that, we combined down payment assistance with that. So this young veteran got in a $220,000 double wide with not a dime out of his pocket. He
Wow.
got back all of his earnest money. He was thrilled. And
Okay.
his realtor was really thrilled. Why? Because number one, we could get it closed, but we closed it on time and everything just went great.
And why would
Oh.
she not call you on her next deal?
Yeah, that's the hope, But the main, a lot of people think, a lot of loan officers out there think down payment assistance is only used primarily with FHA. And that's not true. You can use down payment assistance with any of the big four loans, conventional, USDA, FHA, and VA. You can use DPA with all four loans. And here in the state of Texas, we have very robust down payment assistance programs. And in that case of that veteran, it's very easy to get a veteran into a home with not a dime out of their pocket. Yes,
Yeah.
they have to put up the earnest money, and but they get it back. So everybody wins that way. And again, you're pleasing the realtor. You're getting the deal done for
Right.
somebody that doesn't have much money.
I love it. So
Yeah.
my mind is always revolved around marketing, and so my question to you in that scenario is, how 100 miles away in a smaller town, realtor hears about you and is told to call you on a specific niche or deal.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Like, how do you I know that's a tough question to answer, but how does a realtor in a smaller town 100 miles away hear about you and call you for their business?
Well, I'm always sending out emails and sending out videos about my niches.
Right.
And I don't always hit every single realtor at a given office, but slowly but surely the word gets out. And then one other thing that I do also that spreads the word, I am a licensed real estate CE instructor by the state of Texas. And so every time I do a CE class on, let's say, manufactured homes, I wrote about 8 or 9 1-hour lunch and learns. Manufactured homes is one of them. So I'll sit the realtors down at a local title company and explain, give them everything they need to know just from a surface, not super deep in details, what you
Right.
can and can't do with manufactured home financing. And there's so much confusion out there with realtors about manufactured home financing. And the number one issue is what is a move? Because every loan has move rules.
Right.
And they think when the home is moved from the factory to the dealer that that's move number one. That's not true. Even the move from the dealer to the where it's going to be installed is not considered a move. It is not, a move does not incur as a record until that home is installed at an address for somebody to live in, and then it's moved to another address. That's move number one. So, and by the way, while we're talking about that, if that is the case, if that home has been moved once, that eliminates all loans except VA. VA is the only loan that allows a move. So that's why finding out what the move history on a manufactured home is crucial, because
Right,
it'll
exactly.
tell us right off the bat whether we can do that loan. You want to be able to tell the realtor that upfront immediately because you don't want to waste their time writing an offer, collecting earnest money, getting it inspected, and only to find out from the underwriter, oh, that house got moved. I'm so sorry. So you know what the realtor's thinking? You should have known that. And she's right.
Yeah. And
We.
they probably don't know that it's allowable for VA. So if they have a move listing, they need to market it just to VA loans, right?
Oh yeah. And I tell the realtor, in your listing, only put cash and VA.
Exactly.
And but so many loan officers don't know that information, so they don't know to tell them.
Right.
And that reminds me of another thing. When you talk with a listing agent that has a manufactured home, ask them to put your information in there for manufactured home financing. Call Pat Fitzgerald. He knows about, he
Yeah, that's
specializes in
smart.
manufactured home financing.
That's a good tip right
Yeah,
there.
and everything moves electronically today. So, closing docs and signing of disclosures and all that, it's all electronic. It's the same process if they're across the street as they are across the state. So it really doesn't matter,
Right.
So
So what percentage of your business is in San Antonio as opposed to like you're reaching out into all over the state?
that's a great question. I would say probably 80% of it is here in the county and contiguous counties,
Okay.
and then other things come, from other areas.
Okay. And San Antonio is just, it's growing so fast. It's crazy.
We're the seventh largest city in the country, but it just doesn't feel like it. Never has.
Yeah, it really doesn't. That's amazing. It's amazing how many people are moving there too.
True. That is
Very
true.
cool. So your niches are VA, your second niche is manufactured housing, and your third niche is the down payment assistance programs, which a lot of loan officers run from that stuff. And that's
Yeah, that's crazy to run from it because in today's marketplace, these young people, they have the job, they have the credit, but they don't have that little nest egg to get started.
right.
You can tap into mom and dad for some of the cash. You can get the rest of the cash from DPA, and all the same rules apply, for FHA, like how much you can ask for in closing costs and all that sort of thing. So where there's a will, there's a way to get somebody into a home with very, very little out of their pocket.
Right.
With most mortgage companies, DPA loans pay the same as a regular one.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you have a processor like I do that knows these things backwards and forwards, and an underwriter the same, I mean they're just another loan that we get done. So yeah, I would say in our branch, probably a third of the loans that we do are DPA loans these days.
Oh, a
Tremendous.
third. So what is, not to change the subject, but what does your team look like? What does that look like?
Sure. I have a loan partner that's been in the business 31 years. Monica is her name. She's absolutely genius. Makes me look great. And a transaction coordinator that does all the setup and all the initial stuff. The moment that I get a pre-qual in, the very first thing that we do is pull a certificate of eligibility and run CBERS and run Fraud Guard. Why? Because I would say 1 out of 20 has got some flaw.
Okay.
I want to know right now. I don't want to know later. I don't want a client paying for an inspection only to find out, oh, we got a CBERS problem.
Right.
How long does it take to run CBERS? A couple of minutes. But I want CBERS. I want the COE. Once in a while, we're going to find from a certificate of eligibility that there's a problem with it, or it may not be available, or any number of things. So that just eliminates the heartache later by
A
doing
good
all those
tip.
things up front. And the other thing that the transaction coordinator does is immediately sends out a request for homeowners insurance to my favorite insurance guy. Insurance, I don't have to tell you, but insurance has shot through the roof lately. And so it's really important that we know what insurance is going to cost on this house, because it obviously makes a big difference in the payment, which affects the DTI.
Right.
If we underestimate what insurance is, now we run the risk of the file not giving us a DU or LP approval. So all those things happen on day one or day two of when we have pulled credit, and I tell the girls that this one looks like we're going to get a contract. We're all over it. We do a lot of preliminary stuff on it right now.
Nice.
Yeah, it just eliminates heartache later.
Yeah, it's awesome to look for those red flags up front.
Yeah. And we use Encompass, so a lot of those things are already in there waiting. So when I get the contract in, I've already pre-written a set of bullet points that I send with every single file, and I keep it in a Word document of repeat verbiage. And so when I create a new email with a contract, I just cut and paste that bullet point memo in there, and it tells not only the girls, but also the underwriter and the processor. It tells all four of them, all right, here's what we got. It's a VA loan. Here's up at the very top. Here's the close date, what kind of loan it is, what's our purchase price, what's our loan amount. This is a disabled vet. Please remove the VA funding fee, and just right on down the line. Seller's contributing this. Seller's responsible for title. Seller's responsible for survey. All those things I've answered there. And so there's just no mistake about it. And so my little bullet point email is cut and pasted and put right into Encompass, so everybody can look and see, all right, let's look at Pat's notes here. Here's what we got. Instead
Perfect.
of them having to study the file and figure all that out, everything's there.
Yeah, that's
So when
amazing.
I turn that in, I'm done with it. They take it from there.
And then you
And
can go
I go
market
from there.
and get more.
Yeah.
Love it.
It works great for me, but I have very wonderful people that help me.
Yeah.
It's I've never seen a business in my life that is more a team effort than the mortgage business. You're only as good as the people that back you up. That's a fact. No matter how good I am, if people after me drop the ball, guess who pays the price? I do.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You see it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're only as good as your last closing with a realtor, because they can dump you in a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've had it happen.
It happens to everybody, but
Yeah.
you're so right when it comes to that. That's why it's, when you're marketing to grow relationships with brand new agents, every agent has a loan officer. It just Like you said, they're only as good as that last deal.
Yeah, that's true. I think all realtors, most of them out there today, are not only are looking for a deal, but they're also looking for quality people that can support them.
Right.
I tell new realtors all the time, you need to have, excuse me, a very good inspector that you can call on that will inspect a house really well, but not be overzealous and kill the deal.
Exactly,
You need to
especially
have a
on
good
VAs,
title
yeah.
person. Yeah, you need to have a good title person that will answer your calls and treat you right and value the deals that you're giving them. You need to have a good termite person. All those, termite reports are mandatory here on VA loans, so that's an important thing for us.
Yeah.
So having all those people, and then the other thing is back to manufactured homes. We need to have a guy that will do the retrofit to make sure that the home meets HUD guidelines. And so people are always saying, all right, who do I call for this? Who do I call for that? And having those answers makes you look like the right person.
Yes, that's good, solid advice.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm a loan officer listening to this podcast and I want to approach one of these niches. How would you say, what would be some steps that I would take to begin focusing on one of these niches?
One of the very first things that I did, I'm going to show you something. Can you see this? This is a trifold
Yep.
brochure. This was one of the very first things that I did probably 15 years ago, is I went to a guy that was referred to me, and I said, I want to create a brochure by me. And he said, why? And I said, how much can I really tell about myself on a business card? Nothing.
Right.
So with this brochure, All I did was copy the guidelines off the Texas Vet site. And of course, over the years, it's evolved. But in here, on this panel, I tell a little bit about me. In the center one, I talk about do I qualify? And it doesn't have to be Texas Vet, it can be just VA. How do I get started? All that kind of stuff. And then on the back are the most common questions that I've answered. And then also there's all my contact stuff and a little guy on here that I use for credit repair. So it just that tells the story. This brochure is powerful. When I do my CE trainings, realtors pick these up. They take them. It just says a lot more about who you are than that.
I
It
love
also
that.
gives you an opportunity to mail these to realtors in a given office that you want to have more
Ah,
visibility.
I love
Hey, you
that.
might not need me today, but this is what I specialize in. Keep my brochure. And so that's one thing I did. And I did one also on manufactured home loans. Basically, all the same stuff. Just talk about inside, what are the rules? What kind of loans can we do? Pretty simple. These are only 10 cents, 11 cents a piece.
That makes so much sense. You could send
It
it to
just
an
says a lot
entire office.
more about what you do. And people aren't so apt to throw that away as they are a business card, in my opinion.
Right. No, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
It's a niche that they're going to hold on to it because when that time comes that they have a borrower, a buyer or seller, they're going to approach you. They're going to call you. I love it.
Yeah.
Those are gold, man.
Yeah. So, how do you learn how to specialize in VA? You start reading about what are the rules are. Get on YouTube. YouTube is just loaded with information about a mortgage, mortgage loans and sit down with your processor and say what makes what makes VA unique. Sit down with an underwriter if you have a good underwriter. That's how I did it in the very, very beginning. 20 years ago, I had a wonderful underwriter that loved to sit and talk, and she taught me so much about VA way back then. And I was so appreciative of that, but it was kind of my springboard. And then I got thirsty for even more information, and it just spiraled from there.
I love it.
It's so funny, even my competitors call me and say, my underwriter's saying this about a VA loan. Is that right?
Yeah.
I know that's such a funny call that I get, but it still happens.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you answer your phone, so it's even makes it even more amazing.
VA loans from a mortgage from a branch standpoint and for a mortgage company are very lucrative loans profit wise. So the more VA loans that you do, the more your boss is going to be very happy with you. They're
Yes.
a lot more profitable than conventional. I think most people know that, but
Yeah, that's a big thing though.
I think I'm probably 95 or 6% govies. I do very little conventional, and I don't do any jumbo. Not my thing.
Right. Well, you stick with your niches and that's amazing because I mean, well, maybe we all don't know. I don't know. But when you try to be the be all, I do everything, usually the business is a lot slower than focusing on that niche.
It's hard to compete in the jumbo sector. My opinion is the jumbo kings are the ones that at the big banks.
Yes.
You're not going to beat Chase or Wells Fargo on a jumbo deal. You're just so why try to compete there?
Exactly.
The other thing too is the more the purchase price goes up, the more savvy these guys are, and the more they're going to be kicking tires and checking your rate, and maybe you lose the deal.
Yeah.
These kind of niches that I'm talking about, they don't pull away very often.
Yeah, and you do four manufactured homes, and that's a jumbo right there.
Yeah. There's not a month goes by that I don't want do one or two manufactured homes. So they add
Nice.
up. They add up. A deal's a deal. They pay the same.
Exactly. And
That's
like you
important.
said before, you grow that relationship with the agents.
You know, no matter what city you're in, if you reach out, 20 miles in any direction, there's a lot of smaller real estate companies out there, and that's where so many manufactured homes are. They don't know who to call. And also keep this in mind, there are no restrictions on acreage on a manufactured home. VA has no restrictions on acreage. I've done as much as 125 acres with
Wow.
a VA loan. So don't let anybody tell you there's restriction on even FHA.
The land versus the home, yeah.
I do that all the time. Do it. It's nothing to do a double wide on 10 or 15 acres. Nothing.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's the way, USAA, the mighty USAA, they're headquartered here, San Antonio. The minute they find out that there's an ag exemption on a property, they say, sorry, we can't do that. They turn them down. They won't do it. So I've gotten a lot of loans just because USAA turned down the veteran because he was trying to buy a house that had an ag exemption because it was 10, 20 acres.
Right.
Come on in, we'll do it.
Man,
So anyway,
our time has flown by.
it has.
This might be one of the longest episodes.
Really?
It was great stuff, man.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
So I've got one last question before we go.
Yes, sir.
Right now, what words of encouragement do you have for loan officers in kind of the current times that we're in?
Stay in communication with them. Tell them what's going on in the industry. They're only
Yep.
as good, they're not necessarily hearing the right stuff. Let them know what's going on. Let them know that you're not going anywhere. I'm here. I've been here. I'm not going anywhere. I've been in it 20 years. I'm still here and I'm here to help you and your clients. I still take them out to lunch as much as I can. I'm staying closer to my realtors now than I ever have before. Why? Because you're vulnerable out there,
Yeah.
and I know it more than I ever have before. And so, if you're not loving on them, then there's somebody else is willing to do it.
Love it.
Yeah. So be visible and, let them know that you're here to help them, not only just get a contract from them.
Exactly, yeah. Very cool, man. I'm so glad to have you on. I appreciate you, Pat.
It's my pleasure, buddy.
So, like this episode and leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed it. I would love that.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you so much, man. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Take care, Richard.